Hi, good good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Angela Williams, please?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, blog, or television station?
No.
Okay. All right, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, et cetera, African-American or black? Or mixed, including, you know, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
62.
Okay. All right, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the upcoming 2024 election for president, Congress, and
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. All right, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
This is more important.
So be much more important now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what makes you feel that upcoming elections are more important than usual, in your own words?
Democracy is at the balance, so...
Okay, democracy is in the... Democracy is on a ballot, you said?
Democracy is important. Democracy is
important.
At the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
With this government?
Yes,
I'm very satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Kamala Harris is handling her job as vice president?
Yes, I approve.
I strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and then thinking about how the economy is going in, specifically for you and your family, would you say, you know, wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Just keeping up.
Just keeping up. Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns. Some people say they, you know, are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for, you know, Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important a voting issue is for you? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, here's the first one. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. Would that be not all important, somewhat important, or most important from 0 to 10?
Most important. 10.
So give it a 10. Okay, what about ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected?
10.
Okay, taking greater action to combat climate change, making less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future.
10.
Okay, fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Reforming the criminal justice system.
10.
Okay, let me see. Okay, reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
10.
Okay, and investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers.
10.
And creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness.
10.
Okay, all right. Thank you, ma'am. I remember now and thinking more broadly, you know, about the upcoming election. Do you think the elections should be most about improving K-12 public education schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our, you know, hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, and bringing a new leadership and making change with the first women of color president. You can choose two of those to be the most important to you.
All right, everything is important to me. I don't know which one to choose. Making college more affordable.
Protecting, number one, and then what else? Protecting our, preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation, improving the economy.
Improving the economy.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, it's okay. Let me know, okay? The first one will be J.D. Vance.
Is there a minus 0 on this?
Yes, from 0 to 100.
Okay.
0 is that you don't feel very cold and unfavorable.
Very, very cold.
Okay, so 0, right?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, and Democrat in Congress.
What's the Democrat in Congress?
How you feel about them? From remember, 100 is that you feel, you know, favorable. You may use any number
middle.
From 0.
I like 50.
50? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Okay. 100.
What you? 100. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cornel West.
0.
0. Kamala Harris.
100.
Donald Trump.
Oh no. You have negative 0 on this?
No, ma'am, just 0. That's the lowest I can go.
Okay.
0.
Okay.
Okay, and last one is Barack Obama.
Fifty.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president will hold today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? Or are you still undecided? Kamala Harris. Okay, and generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? That will be Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in the 2024 and has endorsed his vice president Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements, you know, that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. Okay, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she's a woman. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat
yes.
disagree, or strongly disagree?
No, I agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will get, you know, will really get better for most black women in America. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Well, strongly or just somewhat disagree with that statement?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, the other one says, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you some issues, you know, and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think will be better handling these issues, okay, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Would that be Harris much better, Harris somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better?
Harris much better.
Okay, securing our borders, Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Much better or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, we'll fight for people like you.
Oh, Harris most certainly.
Okay, gender inequality and fighting the threats, you know, to policies that address it. Would that be Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Okay. Would that
strongly
be much better or just strongly?
Much better.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right. All right, ma'am. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. I'm only going to read you some statements. You know, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out to vote in 2024. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. You know, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote. 5 is somewhat reason to vote. And 0 means it's not convincing at all reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. But you can choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? Okay, extremists, conservatives have taken control of our courts in this country. And now we are facing, you know, the consequences. And the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, rejected student loan forgiveness, and now they have even expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has really impacted our lives. And these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
10 means I agree.
10 means that the statement is convincing, okay? That is, you know,
yes. It's
convincing, that it's true.
Yes.
Okay, so
10.
What number would you give it? 10, okay?
10.
And the other one says, okay, thank you. All right, there are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change, you know. But instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks and making it harder for those who shouldn't have the guns to get them, for politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have to live this way. We have the power to change it. With the power of our, you know, vote, we can defeat politicians who care about the gun lobby when then protecting our communities. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote for those who will get guns off the streets. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing. Very convincing. I give that a 10.
Okay, thank you, man. All right, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. Okay, it's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. Would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential congressional election are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
More important. Okay. All right,
yes.
Ma'am, now I'm gonna read you a list of sites or apps. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Twitter, yes or no?
No.
Facebook?
No.
TikTok?
No.
YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, and Instagram?
No.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. What is the year of schooling that you have completed? Would that be first to 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college or vocational certificate?
Some college.
College graduate, like some college, okay? Mm-hmm. And are you married? I'm married with a partner, single,
yes.
Separated, divorced, or widow?
Yes.
Married, right?
Yes.
All right, ma'am, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. All right, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, all right. All right, ma'am, aside from weddings and funerals, on the average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever,
okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I've been very liberal, very democratic.
Liberal. Okay, and which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, or disabled? Unemployed, student, or homemaker? Employed. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time and help with this survey. You have a great day, okay? Appreciate your help, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.